This was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, April 5th. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is not here today. She's heading down to a bridal shower for her niece. 7:06 in the morning. And I'm here, of course, with Bad Bob. And Bad Bob's always got the weather.
Well, as a matter of fact, today, quite a thunderstorm last night. In fact, reports of a funnel cloud down in Tehama County. Unverified, as those things often are. Showers today, mostly cloudy and a high near 64, and we'll see more showers into the evening, maybe some more thunder boomers. Low gets around 51 degrees as we head into the weekend. Showers off and on throughout the area. Currently 52 in Reading, and this report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, music up there. They have all types of great dining. Of course, the ambiance, the food, the service. But you're going to need reservations, 474-5546 at Anselmo Vineyards. Okay, good morning. My gosh, what did you think of the weather last night? You know, Linda's doing a show on the spot with Linda Bott. She says, that machine next to us, the emergency broadcast machine starts going off. And I, didn't hear it. I was listening to the show, but I didn't, I kind of heard that in the background. I was talking to people. And it turns out that if you look at what the emergency broadcast system does, it works. It said tornado warnings in Tehama County. And it made a big thing out of it. You can check it out there, Bad Bomb, on that. And then, And
quite
then,
the light show, as a matter of fact, from where we were sitting. Our lights went out briefly.
Did it? Well, my lights go out occasionally all the time. Anyway, hey, look, let's go to it's Friday. So let's finish up our Wall Street with our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are negative this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 164 points at 14,441. The S&P 500 is down 19 points at 1540. And the NASDAQ is down 50 at 3174. Active stocks this morning include Intel, which is down 34 cents at $20.80, and Microsoft down 33 cents at $28.26. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 15 cents at $16.45, and Pepsi is down 64 cents at $78.89. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, bringing the 30-year Treasury bond yield to 2.85%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 96 cents at $92.30. Gold is up $12.30 at $15.64.70, and silver is up 26 cents at $27.03. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 if you have questions. And also stop by their place on Park Marina Drive. Great offices right down there. Good views. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Today on the show, of course, we're going to be talking to Banff Mountain, Banff. I'm not even pronouncing it right.
Banff.
Yeah. Banff. Mountain Film Festival. And with Chris Heydrich, we'll be in here. And then we're, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and he's been in the news a little bit lately. Also, you know what? This is our second iteration of, Pet of the Week. Can't wait to do that today.
Iteration, that's a big word.
Yeah, iteration of that. And then see, what else do we have? Well, at 9 o'clock, Outside the Wire, Robert Schroeder and UFOs. A man's written a book about physics and UFOs. You're going to love this. And that's on at 9 o'clock and Outside the Wire. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460. Let's rock today.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays, 10 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio, 1460 KCNR.
92 years of non-stop excitement. The Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. All adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you four tickets. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, redbluffroundup.com, or Diamond W. Westernware in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. Where thanks to Diamond W. Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All you gotta do is give me that way.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 52 degrees, 7:13 in the morning. If you're hearing that music, it's got to be Haven Humane and Pet of the Week. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, you know what? What a beautiful little dog you have there today.
She's a little overweight, but she's still gorgeous.
Just like all of us. Well, she fits right in here. We'll make her the station dog. Hey, but first, good news.
Good news is Odin, Pet of Our Week last week, was adopted. He was actually adopted the same day.
What a great dog
He was a great dog, and what a lucky family to have him.
He was. Now, tell us about...
This week I brought Lily with me. Lily is a 6-year-old dachshund mix, also known as the wiener dogs.
She's a cutie.
She is. She's, in my opinion, she would be considered a purebred, but legally we have to call her a mix.
Uh-huh.
She's about 6 years old. Her owners had to give her up because they were moving, and unfortunately they couldn't take her with them. Great, great dog, rated for kids 8 and older. She knows sit, just really well behaved. And the best thing about her is, because she is a little bit older, you get what you see. You know, she's 6 years old And so her personality's not going to change. She's already set in her ways, and nothing's going to change that.
She looks like one of those dogs.
Okay, I just called her over, and I said, sit. And she, boom, pops right down, comes over, and licks my hand. So, I mean,
friendly with everybody.
If you're looking for a dog, my friends, and you're looking for one that's a little bit smaller, but, you know, it's you know, she's housebroken.
Yes. Yes, she is.
And she looks very, very gentle. You know, maybe, you know, if you're looking for that kind of dog, this is it. You got to give Haven Humane a call. What's the phone number?
Our number is 241-1653, or you could also go to our website, havenhumane.org, and follow the link and view her picture. I believe you're actually going to post her on your website
we
as well.
Did. Yeah, and we did with Odin, and you know what? He was adopted the first day. So, so we've been running Odin's picture. You got to send us another one when that happens.
Yes,
you know,
I will.
You know, whoever it's going to be. So anyway, okay, Lily is up for adoption. She's down at Haven Humane, and you'll be able to, if you go down, you've got a website, you can see a picture of her.
Absolutely, havenhumane.org.
Now she's black with, I think orange,
kind of a black and tan.
A black and tan, black, mainly black with tan accents.
Yeah, I think it was tan at one time, but it's turning a little gray now.
So's Bob. You know, it just means that she's ready for a new family.
Absolutely.
And she looks like a great little dog. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. You have a great day.
You bet. All right. I like it. It was a cute dog.
She's a cute dog.
You know what? The dog sits when you say sit. I mean, it's.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody knows how to fix a computer and bring it back up to operating system?
Man.
Mine somehow during the lightning storm. I don't think it was during the lightning storm. Could it be?
Nah, not if it was turned off and it didn't take a glitch or anything.
Yeah, it was turned off. So it's just, you know, my webmaster put Linux on this thing. Is that it, Linux?
And, yeah, Linux.
And then took it off because I said, this is crazy. I said, I can't use this. It's like having me drive a Ferrari to plow plow a field with a Ferrari. So I put it back on, but now it says, it says, Windows cannot start because the following file is missing or corrupt. Windows system configuration system. Wait a minute. Isn't that the thing that starts it? Yeah. Anyway. Okay, let's get going.
It's a computer. It's designed to break.
U.S. Department of, tell me about it. I've had this thing for 12 years. How long, you know, don't they have like a 15-year shelf life? U.S. Department of Interior says that removing all four dams on the Klamath will restore salmon fisheries and protect local communities and tribes. As you can probably imagine, the Siskiyou County people are saying, whoa, wait a minute. You fools. I don't know if they've got a chance here. We gotta talk to, you know, this is one of the things we need to talk to, Congressman Doug Emhoff, when he's on today, about dam removal. They're saying if you remove these dams, besides the fact you've lost hydroelectric power, which is, you know, no matter what the state says is a renewable asset, a renewable source of energy, that it's going to destroy the stream beds because of the toxic sludge that's behind the dams, and that they've got ways of moving the coho salmon. And then you get into it is... you remove the dams, what's that do to people's way of life and everything there? And there's a lot of reasons not to remove the dams.
You know, if you subscribe to the whole Agenda 21 deal, and I'm starting to more and more, it's just another way of nudging farmers and residents off of those open lands that need to be returned to nature.
I had somebody write me an email about that, about taking shows off the air. Maybe not taking shows off the air, but how they didn't like a certain show. And not ours, of course. People love our show. That this show was, you know, was toxic in their opinion. And I go back and I say, you know, what you may think is toxic, other people think is pure spring water. That you may not agree with it, but you know, ain't that First Amendment a great thing?
Mm-hmm.
Just a great thing. And you may not agree with things that they say, but you know, but we believe in providing people a platform. And if the platform doesn't work for that organization, well then, you know, then they'll leave. But just because somebody says I don't agree with anything that they're saying. Okay. Well, you know, does that mean that Rachel Maddow should be taken off the air or, Bill O'Reilly? Okay, maybe O'Reilly. You know, Hannity or any of these people, should they all be taken off the air because they don't agree with them? Now, you know, the person wasn't saying remove them. What, you know, what they were saying was that this, you know, the show had no worth. So again, it's what I say is that it's more to it than that. That's your opinion. And, you know, that's why there's more than one station in town and 5 stations and 10 stations in town. This is why if you like a show, if you see a show that means something, then people want to listen to it. And you got to take a look at our final thing that we're looking for, or for our end result here, is putting on a lot of local programming. And local programming is the heart and center of KCNR Radio. We love it. We believe in it. We believe our community should have the right to have a voice. And KCNR is going to be the one that provides that. We're going to take a break right now. Carl and Linda Bott, we'll be right back because I've got tickets to give away.
Outside the Wire, the Fringe, the Conspiracies, the Possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media, UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes Outside the Wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody who has a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. If you want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass, and we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences. So give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work in Corning to make it more truck-friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With cool April nights just around the corner, stop in at the Redding plant and pick up some high-octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, April 5th. Good morning, 724 in the morning, 52 degrees. Some rain out there today, Bad Bob?
Well, we could see rain off and on throughout the day and, in fact, into the weekend. Next week, though, it's going to warm up as we get into the first part of the week, and then a little bit more off and on weather. And actually, we could be seeing 80 by this time next week.
Oh, great. Hey, okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on in there to Espresso Joe's for that coffee. Keeps you nice and warm. Lattes. And then walk next door to the best humidor, walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. And veterans always get discounts. at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. I've just taken my computer, which is over there laying over by itself, drooling.
Little legs in the air.
Little legs in the air.
What have you done? Save me. I'm melting.
And I'm using Bad Bob's computer, if I can ever figure that one out. So, okay, other things going on. Drones, you know.
Droning on about
you talk
drones.
You talk about stories with legs. All right. I notice people out there listening with their, okay, you're already fired up on drones. The latest is that, you know, they talked that the drones that are be coming into, that they're talking about coming, you know, using the North State area are, and which I think this probably should have come out a long time ago, but they're going to be, they're small drones. They're talking about like 5 pounds, up to, I think it said, what, 25 pounds, something like that. They're not going to be 747s flying in here. They're going to be small drones and using the area. We're going to have somebody back from the drone, office. The drone, what is it? The Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, a nonprofit trade group. We're going to have them on the show here next week. We'll get them on. He says that the testing would be for drones that weigh no more than 25 pounds. Most will weigh less than 5 pounds and have a battery life of no more than 90 minutes and be under severe restrictions. I think people need to take a look at what the restrictions are. I think the problem is what are they going to be doing? Who do they belong to? And if you look at the most of the, and I will have more statistics next week too. Somebody's bringing in statistics for us. Is how do you use them? Who uses drones the most and all this? You know, if the drones are coming, then they're going to come. They're going to be here. So what are the restrictions that we as a community can put on these drones? Or can we? And then if you can probably have restrictions on the ones that land here, but what about the drones that are flying at, 15,000 feet? Who controls those? Is this something that let's just say PG&E has got a drone that's going down and checking all the power lines, but they're going to have to fly over somebody's property to check the power lines. Can they do that? And here's the other question we had last night. Say the police have a drone. If they have a question, Bob, put them on. If they got a question, put them on. Here's the thing. If the police have a drone and they're heading, say, to their, we're looking for a lost child, and the drone's flying over somebody's house and there's something illegal going on, is that illegal search and seizure?
I know. We have John on the line, too.
John.
And he has an interesting take on this. John.
Yeah. John, you're live.
You remember back in the 80s when the Russians were in Afghanistan? Do you remember how the Afghanis got the Russians out of there? A few of our smart guys here took some remote control airplanes over there, taught them how to load them with explosives, and then they launched these remote control airplanes up. They couldn't even see them coming, and they flew them right into their helicopters and knocked them right out of the air. And that's how the Afghanis got the Russians out of there. Now, what's going to happen in this country, you know, when people start thinking about this? I mean, somebody's going to get mad at somebody, get a remote control airplane, put some explosives on it, run it into their house. I mean, the drone thing is kind of a spooky, spooky thing, you know?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the part that you were saying is, you know, that, well, the other things that really helped the Afghanis, too, is we gave them a bunch of Stinger missiles. That really helped.
Yeah, that helped a lot.
Yeah, that was probably played a big part, too. But the thing that you're talking about, I've seen that at one point where they're chasing somebody down with a drone and manually loaded armament. But the people flying drones, you can go out and buy a remotely piloted
you can get a
plane right now.
Yeah,
I don't know how much explosives you can put in there. But.
Yeah, the AR Parrot couldn't carry much, but you can pick it up for about $200.
Another thing that makes me nervous about the drone thing, right, we already have enough bad influence from the government, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're already getting, they're like the old
time.
I've got
22 seconds.
What was that movie with a butt monkey in it, you know? Like they're getting these drones that are becoming like robotic butt monkeys. They're going to be going around and sniffing your...
Yeah, they'll be everywhere. Hey, John. John, that's a good phone call. We have to run. We got the news right here. But thanks for the phone call because I think this is what people's fear is. They're going to be everywhere. And who knows who they are. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are tumbling in early trading after the government reported a sharp slowdown in hiring last month. According to the department, the economy gained 88,000 jobs compared to the 200,000 that were expected. That marks the lowest job gain in 10 months. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down more than 160 points. Meanwhile, spending on small kitchen appliances jumped 10% last year to $5.5 billion. According to market research company NPD, the growing trend for healthier eating had Americans buying more products that help prepare natural foods. Baby boomers were last year's biggest buyers. And chicken kingpin KFC is announcing plans to roll out original recipe boneless April 14th. The fast food chain will offer fried boneless chicken pieces as an alternative to its traditional bucket of bone-in chicken. The new boneless pieces are about twice the size of KFC's crispy strips and come in white or dark meat. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Redding Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Redding Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Redding. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Hot cars!
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The Friday night cruise and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's 7:34 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster gives a guarantee that others don't do. He'll fix your windshield, whether it's a small chip or cracks up to 24 inches in length. Think about that, 24 inches in length. Stop by 3280 Market Street, Reading, or give them a call at 530-241-8373. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. What are you laughing about there, Valerie and Miller?
You're so easy to make crack up.
Huh? I make you crack up? Well, maybe we should go to Reading Crackmaster Repair then, and he'll fix that crack up. So is the rest of the morning going to be like this?
I hope so.
Okay. All right.
That makes it fun.
Okay. You're ready to rock here with stuff that happened at Cascade Theater.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you're looking great today.
Thank you. Well,
you always look good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's amazing, as you know, since it's been, not as amazing. It's because of this crazy weather, man. This crazy weather.
Mon. Hey, Mon.
Hey, Mon.
Weather bomb.
We had tornadoes. We had electricity. We had, you know, things crashing all over us. You know,
yes.
All that.
Yes.
All right. Let's hit it.
So, hey.
Hey.
Hey, this is a really busy month at
it
the Cascade
is.
Theater.
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey.
Tonight?
Yes. Tomorrow night. Dana
Almost
Carvey.
Almost sold out.
Yeah. We were just checking. Bob and I were checking. There are 3 seats available downstairs in the main orchestra section at the Cascade. There are 3 seats available in the loge, and then you kind of got to go up from there. There are seats available upstairs in the
nosebleed area.
In the nosebleeds up in the up in the upper in the upper up balcony. But
I didn't realize he was that popular.
He is, but you know what? It's a very specific age group. I realize that if you're too old, you've never watched Saturday Night Live or not interested in it. If you're too young, you watch
you
Saturday Night
him.
Live, but you never saw him. I was trying to get my 15-year-old daughter interested in going with me tomorrow night, and she's like, Mom, I don't know who Dana Carvey is. She did this with me to Bill Cosby a couple of years ago as well. And I said, honey, he's the guy that does the church lady. Well, isn't that special? She's like, mm-mm. Don't.
Right over their head.
Nope, have no idea, no clue. I said, okay. He did Chopping Broccoli, you know, Chopping Broccoli. And she said,
I have no idea what that is.
Nope, I have no idea. And then I said, okay, Sophia, he was Garth
yes.
in Wayne's
oh,
World.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And she went, no clue, Mom. That's way more
oh, now you feel
Wayne.
Old.
Now you feel
Wayne's
old.
World, Wayne's World. I'm on a hurl.
But,
okay,
anyway,
he's on tomorrow.
He's going to be a great show.
He's got like 12 tickets left, so call down there. Now,
yeah, right.
We got, what else is going on?
Well, let's see. That was an add-on show, so that's not even in the brochure.
Oh.
I hope folks know about that one. Well, I think they do if there's only 3 seats left downstairs.
Did David Carver used to live here in Reading?
I don't think so.
Somebody just said Dana Carvey used to live in Reading.
Really?
Hmm.
Was it just somebody else with the name of Dana Carvey?
I don't know. They're listening.
I want to know
more. Tell me, Jimmy.
Yeah, we want to know more. Tell us more.
Anyway, okay.
So, yeah, because if you did, I want to know. I'll tell you, you know what was cool when we had our last show with the Roots and Boots tour? Aaron Tippin, his brother-in-law, does live here in Reading.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was kind of cool. So Kathy Mattea, speaking of country stuff, Kathy Mattea, and she's not really as much country anymore as she used to be. What a sweet woman. Put on an amazing show. I was not prepared actually for how amazing Kathy Mattea was when she was here back the year or two after we opened. She was here, with her living room tour. And so she's bringing it back again.
Okay.
And she's really kind of branched off into a few other musical genres over the last few years, some Celtic music and, still with that Nashville bass sound. So she's going to be here on the 14th of April. So that's next week.
Any chance of tickets for that?
Yeah. You know what? We could give away her tickets to that. We could. We have a little space. We have a few more than 3 seats left.
All right. So we have 2 tickets to Kathy
Mattea.
April 14th.
April 14th. 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, she's world famous here.
She is.
605-4567 if you're interested in free tickets to the Cascade for this. Okay. And that's on the April the 14th.
That's April the 14th.
Cool.
And then after that, we've got another returning guest that I'll tell you, he's probably the only person who's ever made me blush on stage where you could see it from the back row. An amazing performer, an amazing instrumentalist, a great singer and songwriter, Taj Mahal is going to be back.
Taj Mahal.
Yeah, the great
made you blush.
He did. He growled in my ear.
He growled in your ear?
You know, on stage, he just walked up to me, gave me a big old bear hug and growled in my ear. I thought he was going to plant one on my lips.
And?
No.
Would the show have been like, what, 5 minutes later or something after that? On the average?
He's a
7.3 minutes.
He's a guy. 24 inches. So Shamika Copeland is coming with him too, and she is the daughter of blues legend Johnny Copeland.
Oh, okay.
And she kind of went off on, she started, you know, he kind of helped get his daughter started. She started touring when she was about 16. And so she's still very young. She's in her, late 20s or 30s, and she is becoming a blues powerhouse.
Right.
But so Taj Mahal is coming back, to the Cascade. I think this is his third time back since we opened. And Shamika Copeland is coming with him, so the two of them will perform separately and together, from what I understand.
Okay.
That should be a good show. That's April 21st.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. The Kathy Matea tickets have just been claimed by Bill.
Awesome.
Bill, 1326 Market Street is where we're at, and to get your tickets. Anytime, I guess, before the 14th, you're just going to ask for them. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Valerie Ing Miller of the Cascade Theater Complex.
And a dozen roses, 10 more miles on his 4-day run, a few more songs.
Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino is your number one spot for March Mayhem Madness action. Watch head-to-head college basketball on 11 big screens, slam dunk meal deals, an extended happy hour, 13% off overtime menu items from 6 p.m. to 10. Excludes alcohol. Grab your friends and bring your A-game. For the Ultimate Four, for extended happy hour and half off overtime's menu till halftime of each game. Excludes alcohol. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back, because our music isn't working. Wait, it's Friday! 52 degrees.
Pop, baby, put him in the pan, honey.
Oh, I don't want it now.
It's we should, it's that we is should Taj Mahal.
Oh.
Just wasn't firing on time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
that's Taj Mahal. I thought the Taj Mahals were the city council work. Alright, enough. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber and Company. 530-241-7866. I tell you what, countertops, fire pits, barbecues. This man can do it, and he does just noteworthy work. And here's how you can trust this man. Linda and I left for 3 days, gave him the keys to the house, said, try not to lose the dog. And we came back, and the whole job was finished.
You know, I live just down the street from you, and that's the weekend that there was that huge, wild party at your house.
You know, it was, and I'm still finding pieces of clothing. Speaking of which, did you know that in Reading, one of the most shoplifted items is thongs and bathing suits?
Really?
Yeah, it is. I saw it in Mark Beecham's blog.
That are the perps guys.
Breast pumps. That's another big
Maybe
one.
Maybe we need to talk to Mark Beecham's girlfriend. I don't know how he has to scoop on that.
No, it's because they keep track of all this stuff. It's because then they share with each other, hey, this is all the things that are being taken. Mm-hmm. And so you might want to keep a watch on, you know, at your store that these are the types of items, you know, bathing
Someone
suits
to
and
put
all
a
that.
Camera on the underwear.
They keep losing them, you see.
I think it's they want to put a drone in there. A small drone around the store. All right. Valerie Ng is our guest from Cascade Theater. And I don't even, you know what? We've given away tickets already to the Kathy Mattea.
Yes, sir.
Show. And we're talking about the, Taj Mahal was going to be here, and that sounds like a big show.
You know, he plays the ukulele, but he also and really, it's hard to make the ukulele sound macho. But the guy can do it, kind of like Jack Johnson can do it with the ukulele.
But Jack Johnson was a boxer back in 1900. Am I missing out on some of the stuff?
We're from two different generations, aren't we?
Degenerations?
Degenerations, yeah.
No, I think we're pretty close there. I said, I believe in responsibility of the government. What do you believe in? Okay, never mind.
Okay.
All right, what are we up next?
So then we have, well, Fiddler on the Roof is coming up.
Absolutely. You know what? Here, I'm going to go see that. I don't go to see a lot of the plays around here, mm-hmm. because of our time schedule and all that. But we know the people in this. Well, we know people in most of the places.
Bob Korolak.
Well, Korolak, isn't it? But
Dan
Victoria.
Kupsky.
Yeah, Dan Kupsky. Yeah,
Victoria Graham.
Graham. Let me tell you something. They have worked. They have been rehearsing for this thing for months.
Yes, I see them every day walking by my office.
Oh,
yeah.
I tell you what. I think this is just going to be probably one of the best locally produced productions that you've ever seen.
You know, it's got a live orchestra of about 12 musicians.
We have tickets for that?
They've got a real live fiddler. I might have some tickets for that. You want to give them away today? Oh, you want to go?
we'll just hang on to them. We'll just hang on to them.
We're going to give them away. There's going to be a great opportunity. This is going to be a great opportunity to see it because you'll have a lot of opportunities. I think there are going to be somewhere between 6 and 8 performances over the course of a couple of weekends starting April 26th.
Yeah, running through the 4th of May. We've got a couple of weeks. We're going to have the cast on here, and we're going to tie it on. We'll tie it into the ticket giveaway there if you leave us a couple.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah. You know, I can, the sheer professionalism of the cast and the crew and the performers, the musicians, the violinists. I mean, they actually have a real fiddler who's going to be in the show. I've been watching the set go up. It's amazing. The whole show is amazing. Jana Lear does a great job.
She does good work.
Yeah, she does. She's the director of Cascade Christmas for the last couple of years. She also did Hairspray. She did The Sound of Music. She's been directing the Spring Musical for several years, and she has done an amazing job every time. So you know Fiddler on the Roof is a huge undertaking because almost every single song in that show is a hit song that everyone in the audience could sing along with. Yeah, it's going to be great. Great story.
I had never seen it before, and Linda was watching it, and I was looking, and I was watching, and I was going, this is not a comedy. I thought it was like a comedy, frankly.
Right. There's some humor in
but it's
comic relief.
It is, because it's a very intense, the movie is very intense about the persecution of the Russian Jews.
Yes.
Under the Tsar or the communist?
The Tsar.
Okay. Anyway. All right. But it's a great, and it is, there is, humor in it, but outstanding songs and music.
Okay. Sunrise, sunset, the whole thing.
Let's take a quick break and we'll come back for the rest of them. We'll be right back. I'm with Valerie Ng of the Cascade Theater. As we call it, the mega complex that's controlled by out-of-state interest. We'll be right back.
Whatever.
honey bird, honey, honey bird will sing.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays, 10 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio, 1460 KCNR.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
If I were a benefit rich, idle, little, idle man.
I don't think that's from Streets of Fire, is it?
No, that actually would be from Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof, okay. Well, welcome back to KCNR1460. 52 degrees out there. We may get a little rain off and on today and a little bit tomorrow. It's 7:53 in the morning. Linda's on her way to Sacramento. It's for a
girls' party.
No, it's a her niece is getting married, so they're having a bridal shower.
Oh, yeah, girls' party.
Okay, girls' party. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Redding and all of the North State. That's your neighbors making great deals for you down at Crown Motors. They've got everything you could possibly want in cars, trucks, or SUVs, either new or previously owned, and their service department is the best. Get your vehicle in there, check it out, and get you back on the road immediately. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 530-223-2177. They've got all types of great sales going on all the time down there and great deals at Redding Crown Motors. Our guest is Valerie Ng, and she's here from
Thank
the
Thank you for taking the Miller off of there. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? I'll call you Spanky if you want that.
Miller,
you know what? If you want, hey, you want me to call you Spanky? I'll do that too. You know, it's your name.
I know, you know, and that's tough being in radio. The way relationships change, the way women end up having to add and remove names from their, you know, anyway. So.
Valerie Ng. Can I mention why?
Sure.
Valerie's getting married.
That's right.
Getting married in June.
That's right. I mean, because technically I haven't had a Miller, for like 6 years.
That's funny. Bad Bob had six Millers last night. Okay. Now, who's coming up? Let's talk Richard Thompson. Okay.
So, yeah, Richard. Okay. Now, this is one. This is an add-on show that JPR.
Now, do we have tickets for this?
No, I don't. Not yet.
Not yet, but we will. So far, hopefully. You guys hang on here.
All right. It's a brand new show. We just added it to the roster. It's kind of, I think it's an add-on show. It couldn't be possibly one of the ones for our next series, although we are putting the next season together and there's some great stuff coming up. I wish I could even tease any of the shows because some of them are bigger than any show we've had this year in the season. So another powerhouse season's coming up. Anyway, but we just had the opportunity, for JPR to add Richard Thompson, who is the great British folk rock guitarist, singer, songwriter, onto the season. And he's going to be here May 14th. He's going to be here May 14th. And he's known as a performer himself, but also a lot of real big singer-songwriters have recorded his music, like Elvis Costello and other folks. So he's amazing. And then Leo Kottke, who kind of appeals sort of to the same folks. People who like Leo Kottke love Richard Thompson, too. He's going to be here 2 days later. And that's the last show in the season, ending May 17th.
Okay.
And then another season starting up in June.
What's coming down the pike here?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you. You
can't tell anybody, or is it just me?
It's just you.
Spanky.
Everybody else knows. Bob knows. I are whispering behind your back. We all know. Everybody listening is like, oh, I can't believe Carl doesn't know.
I'm the only one in town.
We'll let you know pretty soon. We are still firming up.
I see you hoarding tickets
this
over there.
This is different. Why?
Why are you hoarding tickets over there?
I have tickets.
Okay, did you give me the tickets for Kathy?
Kathy Mattea, here they are, right there.
Okay. You gotta come by and get your tickets, two of them here. Oh, hey, these things are worth $842. No, okay. And then you have other tickets there that we'll save.
Do you want to give away another pair of tickets?
Who's this to?
Well, I have a pair of tickets to Taj Mahal.
Oh!
And Shamika Copeland.
I have tickets for Taj Mahal and Shamika Copeland. Shamika Copeland.
These are two smoking hot
605
blues performances.
4567. I mean, this is the one that made you blush.
Yes.
Taj Mahal, April 21st.
Sold out crowd the last two times. Yep, both times
it's going to be sold out. We've got two tickets, 530-605-4567 for the tickets to Taj Mahal and Shamika
Copeland.
Okay. Yeah. Think about this for a second. We're going to give these away.
All right then.
Taj Mahal. You know, this is how musical I am. I hear names of groups like Taj Mahal. I've heard that someplace, but I don't know if I've, you know what? I hear music and Linda will talk about groups and I'll go, I've never heard of that group. Have you heard of this song? No, I've never even heard of this song. Then she plays the song. Oh, I've heard that song.
Yes, it's better hearing voices.
I hear that too. You know, no, I don't. No,
Taj Mahal is spectacular. He's won several Grammys.
Now they're lining up. Wait a minute. Where's my phone? Okay. We have people calling in now. Yeah. Okay. You know, this is so cool. I mean, we have some people that are sitting there that will call before I can say it. And sorry, that one doesn't count. You know, and I'll say, right? I'm going to give away. What I usually do is I will give away tickets. Brian, you have tickets to Taj Mahal. On Sunday, April 21st. Just come on down to 1326 Market Street right here at KCNR, and you can pick them up anytime. Well, most anytime. Usually during the morning is really good. Don't come on Friday afternoons after 1. I don't think anybody's even around here. Okay. Spanky-ing. Yeah. Valerie-ing.
Spanking. Yeah. Missing. I'm missing at this point.
I didn't
hear that joke growing up about 400,000 times. Oh, my poor three sisters, all of us. Hey, thanks for letting me come in and chat about what we're doing at the Cascade.
We can do this on a regular basis. You know, we find out what's going on. We like y'all. We like you coming in.
Thanks a lot, Val.
Thanks a lot. Well, when we come back, the Moffa should be joining us, Congressman Moffa, around 10 after. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's still not easy to find work. Hiring last month was
much lower than expected, just 88,000 new non-farm payroll jobs.
But at the same time, March's unemployment rate fell
to 7.6%, lower than expected, the lowest since December 2008.
But Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes says that could be because about a half million Americans left the workforce or stopped looking for jobs. The report sends stocks tumbling, the Dow's down 130. What's the reaction in Washington? Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has it live at the White House.
Admitting it's a tough report, Austin Goolsbee, chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisors suggest the recent sequester automatic spending cuts are at least partly to blame for the job slowdown.
Now the sequester is going to be pulling the growth rate down, and you got these fears of what's happening in Japan and Europe. I think this is not a good sign.
But Texas House Republican Kevin Brady, who's on the Ways and Means Committee, says sequester should not be blamed.
Almost none of those slight modest reductions occurred last month.
Brady says the nation's fiscal problems and uncertainty caused by Obamacare are the real culprits. Dave?
Mike, more fallout at Rutgers over this video of since-fired basketball coach Mike Rice. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
The video broadcast on ESPN earlier this week shows Rice shoving and berating his players with gay slurs. It prompted his firing after widespread criticism by the likes of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Now Rutgers Athletic Director Tim Pernetti will lose his job as well. This some 5 months after, with the approval of Rutgers president, he punished but did not fire Rice by suspending him for 3 games, fining him tens of thousands of dollars, and ordering him to attend anger management classes. Dave?
According to 2 more U.S. senators who were against gay marriage are now for it. This time it's Democrats. Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota, Joe Donnelly from Indiana, recently joining 2 Republicans who did a switch on gay marriage, Mark Kirk and Rob Portman. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When I say Charles Schulz, you picture the creator of the Peanuts comic strip. For decades, this gentle cartoonist brightened our lives with his wit and wisdom. When Charles retired, Peanuts appeared across the world in more than 2,600 newspapers. But where Charles ended up is less to my point than how he started. His love of comics and drawing began with a Sunday morning ritual of reading the funnies with his dad, 2 people sharing a paper and some laughs. This is Howard Budd Jr. of Laity Lodge. To do what you love with the people you love is a sure means to nurture future success. What happens at home rarely stays at home in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Today's employment report showing just modest hiring last month has some optimism, though, for some job seekers. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live in Chicago.
Jay Rowell with the Illinois Department of Employment Security tells Fox News Radio, according to the numbers they've seen, the bright spot when it comes to jobs has been in the hiring of vets.
There's been great gains in the area, specifically of Gulf War era 2 veterans. In them getting reemployed.
Charbel Gabriel is looking for work and says he's encouraged by what he's seen.
Even when you walk into any type of corporation, establishment, or anything, you tell them you're a veteran, and they look at you right away.
Another vet tells us he's been out of work for 4 months now, but at the job fair lined up an interview for this month. Dave?
Jennifer, a school bus carrying 25 elementary students crashed in Illinois this morning, then overturned near 2 mangled cars. We're hearing now from the principal in Wadsworth. All the kids survived. A charter bus ran off the road in rural Virginia this morning, then went into a ditch. 2 passengers were thrown out of the bus. 1 died. Why the driver lost control is being investigated. Power has been restored to a cooling system of a tsunami-damaged nuclear plant in Japan after failing for the 2nd time in a month. If you're 40 or older, you've played this.
It was one of the first video games. Pong was created by Atari and originally released in 1972. The black and white game kind of worked like a tennis game. Each player used a remote control to operate a rectangle-shaped paddle to hit the square ball. Prehistoric by today's standards. Now a Drexel University game design professor taking Pong to the extreme. The game will be recreated on the facade of the Cira Center using hundreds of built-in LED lights to bookend Philly Tech Week. The players, chosen by lottery, will operate the controls from a across the Schuylkill River. Lisa LaSera, Fox News Radio.
Again, stocks are falling today on the jobs reports, but a little better than earlier. Dow's now down 107 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:05. Carl Bott here. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop-Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 111 points at this time at 14,494. The S&P 500 is down 13 points at 1546, and the NASDAQ is down 35 at 3189. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America, which is now unchanged at $11.94, and Cisco Systems down 36 cents at $20.68. Turning to stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 2 cents at $5.12, and North Valley Bank is down 41 cents at $17.20. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.699%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 90 cents at $92.36. Gold is up $14 even at $15.66.40. And silver is up 27 cents at $27.04. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR, we bring the best in investment advice from Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. All right, let's go to Amy for our health and fitness tip.
Hello.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, how are you this Friday?
You're on.
Oh, great. Hey. You know, people are always asking me how they can get that flat stomach. And so I have seven key things I want to bring up to people. The first thing, and of course you're talking to nutrition, diet is key, right? So you guys, the salt, the sugar, the soda, and alcohol, these can get stored around that abdominal area and affect your metabolism. And salt alone can cause you to retain water, which can make your abs look puffy. So try to eliminate or definitely lessen the sugar, salt, soda, and alcohol from your diet. Secondly, my nickname is the posture police, right? So it's posture, 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 guys. The more you stand up tall, draw those abs in, that's going to make your stomach appear flatter, okay? Having impeccable posture throughout the day will make those stomach muscles work more and make you look stronger and taller. Finally, not finally, but next, I want you guys trying to use a stability ball at work. Don't sit on a chair. Try using a stability ball because it forces your abdominals to constantly be engaged. Okay, and along those lines, you guys don't train your abs every single day. They're a muscle. They need a break. But make sure when you are training your abs, that you work your entire core, meaning not just the crunches, but you got to work the whole area, the front of your abs, the side of your abs, and the back. So you got to have a very well-rounded abdominal core routine going, okay? Next, I'd like to reiterate to people, again, with food and eating, don't eat huge meals. When you eat huge meals, it bulges your stomach out, okay? And it stretches the lining of the stomach, and it stretches the stomach, makes it bigger, and then you're going to have this extra space, so you're going to tend to want to eat more, okay? So eat small meals throughout the day instead of one or two huge meals, okay? It'll help you digest better, and it'll help you burn fat more. And finally, it comes down to believing in yourself, trusting yourself, and talking positively to yourself, okay? Not everyone looks the same, and not everyone is capable of looking like the person next to them. But if you stay positive, if you stay true to yourself, you stay consistent with your habits, you're going to get that flatter-looking stomach.
Okay, Amy, thank you. Have a great weekend. Amy is from Adamson's Peak Performance, where I was at this week, and it's a great place to go work out. So, for all types of good information like Amy has. All right. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, Congressman LaMalfa, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Are you, well, you're sounding very...
We had to switch to him rather quickly.
Oh, okay.
Calls.
Congressman Doug LaMalfa is our guest, but we need to take a quick break here when we come back, Congressman. We're really looking forward to a catch up of what's happening there in Congress in D.C. If anybody, if anybody really has an idea about what's going on at times up there.
Oh, I might be able to tell you what, but I'm not sure why it's doing it that way, but yeah.
Okay, all right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is not here, but we have Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. You get the destination now, even the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology, the hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and music is the smoothest with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Linda Bach, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning, 8:13 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you got an emergency call. Give them a call. Installation, repairs, or routine maintenance, they're going to take care of every heating and cooling need that you have right there at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. These people really do great work for their customers. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for being with us today.
Glad to be on. How are you doing?
Fine. So what's the latest back with on sequestration? Is this when's it going to start the huge impact people talk about?
Well, the Mayan calendar didn't crash or pounce when that happened, did it? So we're getting by, but you know there are some difficulties associated with it. Obviously, that you know we'll see over time some changes in it. But also, what is disturbing about it? It's there seems to be a bent towards punishing people with how that sequester, how that spending reduction does hit, and I don't think it needs to be that way. But that's where we're at, and it's really not this huge spending reduction. It's a reduction in the rate of increase of the federal budget of about $85 billion. It adds up to about 2% or so, and well, there's been a lot of disingenuous hand-wringing over what it's going to do when, you know, the federal government can sneeze sometimes and spend that much money accidentally. So, you know, it did the stimulus package a couple years ago outside of the budget process in the middle of the year, and that was $800 billion or so, and so 10 times that. So, you know, it's coming down, but I think if we don't have some kind of spending discipline at all starting somewhere, then I don't know how in the world we're going to get these trillions. You know, each year the budget is about a trillion upside down with a 16-plus trillion in national debt. We have to start turning the corner. So it's a small down payment on that.
Well, is the answer to this a combination of cuts in tax and taxing, or will we be seeing more cuts and no taxing, or will it be just taxes and no cuts?
Well, it depends which plan you want to put forward. The Paul Ryan plan is one that is working towards balance over a 10-year period, which I still chuckle 10 years to normal people, like, really, you guys, it takes 10 years to balance your budget back there. Or the U.S. Senate plan, which adds a trillion in new tax increases and doesn't even hint at when it may seek to go to a balanced budget. Plus, we've asked the president that same question here in a resolution that was sent to him. It's like, Mr. President, when are you planning to have the budget balanced? We're not telling you how or when, just what is your plan to do so. It's been kind of quiet so far.
Yeah, I saw that.
We have seen NCAA basketball brackets out of it so far, but so we're still waiting for his budget document.
Well, I saw where the Senate had a $1 trillion raise in taxes. I mean, this is getting to be kind of remarkable. We're getting out here too, and is not only the raising of taxes, but you know the Obamacare impact it's starting to have on people with their care, with the cost and everything. And I still don't think people understand all the cost that it's going to. The average American that, you know, the middle class that everybody wants to protect is going to get hammered with this.
They are starting to already. And, you know, we were predicting recently that there was a chance that the White House is going to start seeking a delay in implementation because a lot of this has to take place, you know, start kicking in October and then really start coming into play January 1. And so on the way the state exchanges are being put together, there's just no way it's going to be ready in that amount of time. I know folks that are working in that bureaucracy, and they're saying there's no way. You know, a young lady I talked to the other day, I told her, like, well, we're going to try and put you out of business on that, but nonetheless, they're trying to get the language put in place to start implementing this thing, and they said, you know, we're just going to do the pieces we have to get started at the minimum. So, you know, real people have to make decisions based on what government does. And that primarily starts with small businesses, medium businesses that have to plan for who they're going to hire, how many people are going to hire, what their hours are going to be. And so right now is when they're taking the snapshot of what that looks like. Today's the baseline they'll be basing next year upon. So you already see a freezing of hiring or even a laying off of hiring or cutting back their hours because they're doing this look back provision right now that's going to be the model for next year. So it's having a very chilling effect. But we saw the Senate has pulled back one of the taxes the other day, medical equipment tax. So there's a lot of fractures in this plan coming together.
The medical equipment tax is going to hit things like wheelchairs, from what I understand, and things that would pieces of equipment that would really impact on the elderly. I mean, and so they've pulled back on that one?
The Senate has so far has passed the pullback. It's a 2.3% tax on all medical equipment like that. And so that bill will be coming over to the House, and we'll probably be voting on it in the very near future when we get back from this spring recess here. So, you know, I think it'll have very widespread support. It had to be bipartisan to get out of the Senate, and I think it'll fly easily through our House. But,
okay.
You know, that doesn't take into account the many other taxes and fees. There's a 3.8% tax added on it to make a health care thing added on people's investment income. So if you have stocks, you have some type of T-bills or something that you're invested in, there's a 3.8% being locked up on top of that just because you have it that's going to help pay for a health care plan. So
even if you have
really
one.
Really realized all the things that are kicking in on this.
And even if you have a health care plan, you've got to pay more for a health care plan that you're already paying for. This is ridiculous. Is anybody,
you're going to pay more for a government-run one, and if you just look at the different examples of how many things the government runs well, I mean, people.
Well, let me think.
They're using the post office less and less as an example, and you know they do a pretty good job there, but you know the prices are going up, and the technology has changed around that. That's why you see the problem. So technology is changing on how healthcare is delivered too. Yet it doesn't acknowledge anything on the litigation that needs to be looked at and driving up healthcare costs. I mean, when you go by the doctor's office or the hospital, the parking lot is always full, and you got to look at that as an opportunity for it to be a business enterprise instead of a government-run loser.
Right. Hey, we've got to take a break here, Congressman. We'll be in a couple-minute break. When we come back, we could spend the whole time talking Obamacare, but I'd like to talk about your take on what's happening on the Korean Peninsula. It seems like it's heating up, or is that just rhetoric and something they're using to fill up the papers with? We've got a couple of things, including the Interior Department says, let's take down those dams on the Klamath.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back. It's very similar. It's dictatorships. We'll be right back after this. These messages.
Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the Friday night cruise, and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 52 degrees out there, 825. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts are Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street right here in Redding. Or give them a call at 530-244-9141. You know what? An outstanding store, and the people there, there isn't one person there that isn't just friendly. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and we've got some questions in the chat room coming in. Congressman, let's go back to, is Korea something that we should be getting a little bit excited about?
Well, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag there. There's a degree of, if you've, remember the MASH TV show and the 5 o'clock Charlie character there, who, couldn't seem to hit the ammunition dump with a single bomb there. Yeah, every day. I don't know if you remember that episode or not, but
I don't know.
it kind of depicts that North Korea is pretty inept, and we've seen, you know, video of their missile tests where the missile goes a few miles and falls into the ocean or the lake or something like that. So there's that side of it there, but then there's also the very real side that they have had some successful missile launches, and they're moving them around and they're doing all the chest beating. So it's at the end of the day, appropriate that us and our allies that are in the neighborhood, Japan and you know, whatever other interests are nearby, that are looking at that as a model of instability, that they do have a sense of readiness and, you know, moving their missiles to the east coast of the country. You know, who knows where all this is going and what they really want. They don't really know what they want, and that's what makes it so crazy.
Yeah, they've
so
been,
I think it's in a sense, you kind of
you don't
ignore
know
it by watching it, in a way. Does that make any sense?
No, it does, because they've been going off and on like this and for decades. So, and you know, it's really the Chinese. The only thing the Chinese have to do probably is turn off the oil for a day, and, you know, they fall back in the line.
Well, yeah, I think it embarrasses the Chinese, too. They got this... you know, kid brother running around, running his mouth, and they're going to have to be the one that comes and backs up the fight here. And I don't think they really want to do that. They, you know, they would look at North Korea as a useful tool sometimes here, but I think doing this stuff doesn't really help what their cause is either, because they do like to have an open trade market here, and they like to do things a little more, I think, thoughtfully as they assert themselves in the
into the equation,
that region of the Pacific as well, and this doesn't help them either. So when you can find that consensus, that's pretty amazing. So,
well, I think that, you know, and they've been threatening for years and decades. We looked at them a couple of decades ago and knew that they could never win the battle. They came, but they sure could cause a lot of damage.
Well, they're making movies about it now. Yeah. The remake of Red Dawn is based not on Russia invading the U.S. homeland, but North Korea doing it. And I think yet another movie. So that's an interesting twist coming out of the Hollywood side. Yeah. So, you know, maybe since Kim Jong-un is hanging out with Dennis Rodman and some of our other celebrities here these days, that he's been emboldened by what Hollywood's putting out. Who knows what the calculus is there?
I don't have enough time to ask you a real question here, but here's something that came back, and we can get into this after the break, too. But the question is, would you please ask the congressman, has he heard back from Janet Neapolitano about the letter he wrote on March 5th?
A lot of people are wondering on it, and we haven't heard their definitive answer yet. I mean, we're hearing other things trickle out from other, you know, inquiries made a year ago or so. It's still early on that, and we're patient, so we're going to get through the, again, this is the Easter break we're on right now, and so we get back, we expect we'll be hearing something in the near, I'm going to let the process work before we, start to.
When you say Easter break, is that what Congress and D.C. calls it, or is it, they use the word Easter?
I know you do. I'm still taking the liberty here, sir.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering.
If you want to call me names over that, then we'll put that on the list of things that get called. So.
Well, put that down lower on the list, I'm sure. I know, just because when you said Easter break, I'm even taking the word Easter out of everything. I find that interesting.
I'm going to continue to use it because it still coincidentally happens right around that time. So.
My gosh. And Christmas break. Okay, Congressman, we're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We got some questions about dams and a couple other things. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Congressman Doug LaMalfa is our guest.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Reaction on Wall Street to the slowest job growth in 9 months. The Dow is down 109 points. Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes at the Labor Department.
Much lower than expected, just 88,000 new non-farm payroll jobs. And the unemployment rate falling, however, to 7.6%, lower than expected, the lowest since December 2008. A weaker than expected jobs report for March.
The unemployment rate is down because of the 500,000 people or so dropping out of the job market. They don't count. A school bus overturns in northern Illinois, two other cars involved.
A total of 38 patients, 38 people out at the scene, 35 of which were from the school bus.
They're all alive, but Lake County Deputy Fire Chief John Cavanaugh says one of the drivers of the other cars are not. The bus was on its way to an elementary school in Wadsworth, Illinois this morning. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Is poker your passion? Pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Your $170 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $50 revive will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. $17,000 in chips available with revives and bonuses. All entrants will be hosted to a delicious meal. This is a one-day tournament, so book your seat now. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today and put your skills to the test in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on April 6th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. It's better on the river.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. I can't say enough about the Cypress Square Barbershop crew, man's last stronghold, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and welcome back, Congressman.
Thanks for having me back on.
The front page today says U.S. Department of Interior officials on Thursday took another step toward removing four dams on the Klamath River. They're saying the preferred alternative finds removal of the four facilities and implementation of the Klamath Basin Reservation Agreement, Restoration Agreement, durable long-term solutions for local communities and tribes to advance the blah, 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 blah.
A lot of blah, blah. Whose preferred outcome is that here? The science doesn't support it, I'm sorry.
Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar said this.
Oh, the one who's leaving office here pretty soon as they confirm the next person?
Right. And the Siskiyou County, of course, supervisors and all the people up there are a little bit upset. What happens now?
The county on the other side of the border, their commissioners have pulled back on that agreement, too. It's not this slam dunk thing, and they're still going to require federal funding and congressional approval, and we'll be standing in the way of that unless these guys can do something a little more. It's like they wrote the outcome and then have backed up the desired outcome with enough of
their science,
whatever it would say science-wise, to get to that outcome, because they haven't addressed yet that the true temperature of the lake and the river, the best chance they have of having the colder water is by retaining the water the way they do with the process of the dams and making deep water. It's a hot river in temperature. And so there's those that dispute that it's even year in, year out, the appropriate river this far south on the geography of North America to actually be considered a cold river that's coho and the other types of fish that use that. In high flow years, high water years, you would have the argument that it's maybe colder on those years where there's enough water flowing. But you look at what the lake is. Look at the source. It's this lake full of algae, and it's green, and it's full of oxygen robbing plants and stuff in the water, and so it causes it causes problems. And you're trying to make this a model that's the same as a model you would find up in Washington or farther up in the continent. It's just not real. So it looks like
Congress and it's not going to just. This is not just a slam dunk because Salazar says he wants it.
No, see, they were supposed to come out with this last year on that, and I think they wanted to wait till the election got by so they wouldn't have one more unpopular thing to run against. But maybe at this point it's going to be Salazar's legacy thing to start tearing out these dams. But, no one has answered yet where they're going to replace that amount of renewable hydroelectric power in these western states here. That means it's going to be that much more pressure to put up some windmills someplace or some solar panels somewhere else and put more transmission lines to backfill the electricity needs somewhere else that's going to be taken away by this. And so it's already paid for. It's about as green of energy as you're going to get, and efficiency is high on hydro, too, versus their other so-called renewables. Yeah. So it's a loser all the way around, and there's no good science saying that's actually going to help fish when you talk about all the siltation that's sitting on the bottom there.
Uh-huh.
How many years will it take to flush the river of that silt buildup that is in there? And so I don't think they're being very straightforward on this.
Okay. We had another question come in here, and this is kind of a generic question. If people are having problems with getting their claims through the VA,
Oh, man, we get so many calls on that.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Should they be calling your office or sending you a letter talking about that, saying what their claim is, and is there anything you can do?
The first place you should stop is still with your Veterans Services office. Bringing in the congressman or the congressman's staff, we're happy and able to help serve, but we are getting a small handful of people that are coming straight to us that haven't gone through that process, and the process needs to have a chance to work. But we have, that said, we've fielded many, many calls and asked for help, and we've gotten some good results here. We have some really, really good on top of it staff members in our Oroville office that have been kind of specializing in that. So we're here to help on the thing, but we do ask that at least you've had one chance to be told no by the process as well. But I'm really happy that when we get results for folks that have been waiting months and months and months or even years. We had one lady who actually had her benefits from her ever after her husband had passed, and somebody was actually a caretaker of hers was taken away, so we actually worked with the bank on that, and the bank made good on that and got her $16,000 of back payments that had actually been stolen basically by a teller in cahoots with her caretaker. Now, that wasn't the fault of the VA.
No.
Because they'd made the payments. It actually was a different place down the line, but that's just one example.
But you're still able to help on that.
Help her get that, right. Yeah. So, you know.
I know you have to run, Congressman. Can I sneak one more question in here?
Sure.
Drones have become a big thing out here. The fact is they want to use Northern California as part of one of the drone test facilities where they fly them in. There's six spots in the country, and this is getting a lot of pushback from parts of our population up here. They're talking about with the FAA rewriting the laws that, you know, thousands of drones are going to be in the air by the year 2020. Have you all been getting any pushback or feedback on this?
Well, there's a great amount of concern over that, and that, I think that was kind of borne out in what Senator Rand Paul was doing with his filibuster here a few short weeks ago, that, how are drones going to be used against American citizens that haven't had due process here? So we were proud to be able to support him in that effort, and I thought it was one of the neatest things we've ever seen, him standing up on the Senate floor and demanding answers from the White House on how you're going to use these. But even to a lesser degree, with all this aerial mapping going on and, you know, flying over to see if somebody's having a barbecue in their backyard, or if they, you know, changed a railing on their deck, or let alone building something on their property, that really isn't always the business of the government to regulate and look for ways to come find you or have some troopers show up and start harassing. I'm really on the side of individual liberties, and putting more planes in the air to spy on every darn thing we're doing is just an erosion of our freedom, and just intrusive. You know, spend some time running government correctly instead of our own lives correctly.
Okay, Congressman, we sure appreciate you being on. I know you've got another appointment here.
There's plenty going on here, but a lot of these things I still think are used as distractions from the real main point of the federal government is overspending, and it wants to continue that way. You know, again, some tax increases kicked in at the end of the year on that fiscal cliff thing, and the president still wants more tax increases than the majority does in the Senate. So we got to keep fighting that back and not let these diversions take away from that as well. So.
And we got thousands of those, and we didn't even get into the ammo and all that. And I know that there's been all types of things going with that. But anyway,
got inquiries on the ammo, we're waiting to hear back here pretty soon. We'll rattle that cage again. So,
all right,
thanks for having me on.
You bet, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, our congressman from our district here, and we appreciate him being on. We're going to take a quick break here and come back. I have some things to give away here on a Friday that's going to make your life happy. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done. This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome Shasta County's own Dane Wigington. We'll talk about those aircraft trails and grid patterns in our atmosphere. What threats do they pose? What's being sprayed? Why are they spraying it? And who's behind the spraying? The topics are chemtrails and geoengineering. This week on We the People. Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 52 degrees out there. Weather looks like it's going to be raining and what? Bop.
Oh, weather. Yes.
You know, that stuff that surrounds us.
What you'd be seeing is what you'd be getting. 50% chance of showers today off and on throughout the valley. Could have another thunder boomer tonight. We head into the weekend, showers off and on. And currently in Reading, we are still at 52 degrees in the forecast, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Music, great food, ambiance, and service is outstanding. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated, the true propane gas professionals. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. All right. Okay. Outside the Wire, after our show here, Robert Schroeder, who is an author who has written one book on the UFOs and how they should be explained. How do you explain UFOs? And he says, and he's a physicist who is, in his name of his book, by the way, Solving the UFO Enigma, How Modern Physics is Revealing the Technology of UFOs. And we're going to talk to him about how it can be tested. It's based on the M theory and warped geometry, which I have no idea what that is. But what he's saying is, yes, it is, it's there, and it's possible. He has extensive background. So outside the wire, we're going to be talking UFOs today. In a couple of weeks, we're having a gentleman on that not only can talk UFOs, but Bigfoot. Kind of like Bigfoot. And I just got somebody, I didn't ask for it, gave me a class on Bigfoot. Plus, people are bringing me books on all types of stuff. You all must be really liking this show, Outside the Wire. Hey, you know, Bad Bob, what I have in my hand right here? No, the other hand. The other hand. I have two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. That's right. North Arena. I have two tickets to give away the Red Bluff Roundup for Friday, April 19th. Begins at 7 p.m. to the first person who calls 530-605-4567. You get two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup for Friday, April 19th. These are good tickets. It's got a picture of a guy riding a bull on the front.
Red Bluff Roundup, one of the longest running and best known rodeos in the area.
Absolutely. It is a great. It is, you know what? We got Red Bluff and got the Reading Rodeo. I tell you what, Reading Rodeo has got a lot of stuff they're doing this year too. I mean, the Red Bluff Roundup is big and Reading Rodeo is really going for it this year too. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about that one. Okay. Let me see. Friday. Do we like Friday or what? Let's talk about ammo. Ammo being bought by the caseload. Why is ammo being bought by the caseload? Is it because that, do you cause a shortage by saying there's going to be a shortage? Because you fear something. Toilet paper, tuna fish, what else? Light bulbs. It's not, because of the fear that it's not going to be here, in the next week. Unfortunately, there are some, people, you say, oh, well, gosh, people are reacting to this in a panic type way. Well, you say, okay, maybe that's part of it. And part of it is because you think it's going to be gone. I have to go out and buy every weapon and bullet that's out there or cartridge that's out there because there's going to be restrictions. And then you have the pundits say, oh, poo-poo. That's not going to happen. Well, yes, it is happening. It may not be happening on the national level, my friends. It may not be happening on the UN level, my friends. But it sure as hell is happening on the state level, where there are some states that have actually loosened up requirements for buying ammo and buying weapons. The ones you're seeing, like Connecticut, that says, they've got eligibility rules to buy ammo. California wants to register all ammo. And if you want to buy ammunition in California, they want you to have a thumbprint and all this stuff. Now, frankly, I find these restrictions, they're all chipping away. They're chipping away. So when people buy ammo now, it's because they truly believe that their government is going to pass restrictions on their ability or right to buy ammo. And what good is a weapon without ammo? Oh. Why, what they say? Oh, sure, you can have any rifle you want. You just can't have ammo. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, not a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation of elimination with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app.
And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can soar, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a Hopper.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 52 degrees out there, 55 in the morning. We're going to be having Outside the Wire with Mr. Robert Schroeder. Will be with us right after here. And, he's going to talk about UFOs. He's going to talk about how UFOs get here, how they can perform all these aerodynamic, or not aerodynamic, but these, you know, impossible maneuvers up there. And we're going to be, he uses in physics, and he has seen UFOs. So we're going to talk about that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest coffee and espresso Joe's and the best walk-in humidor in the state at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts, and they will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. You can buy gourmet coffee beans there by the pound, not 12 ounces, for about the same price. So you get good deals that way. And you're always treated very well there. Plus, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Congressman LaMalfa is talking about a lot of things, but he said, veterans out there, if you've already tried and you've gotten no answers or they're dragging their feet and it's been there for years, call his office. And they will help you with this. You know, what he said was, get your first no answer though, you know, so that they have something to respond to and they can go back to. And that was good. We talked about, the dams, removal of the dams. He's not for that. And he says Congress can block that. So I find that interesting. We need to have somebody on to talk about that. And also the drones, the drone question. Have somebody on to talk about it, maybe at the national level from the people that want to have drones in your backyard. Or flying over here. Here's my question, and I didn't get a chance to answer this. Bad Bob, jump in here. Okay, we have a police drone. You remember what Patrick Jones said yesterday? He said he was not happy about having a drone in our police department. Mm-hmm. Even though we know the police, we know Patrick Jones, we know Gary and Missy and Rick and Francie, we know them. And, you know, but he says that having drones under the control of the government, Jones just doesn't like that. Mm-hmm. Well, my question would be this, is the police have a drone and they're flying to someplace. They're looking for a lost child. Mm-hmm. While they're flying out there looking for a lost child, they fly over your backyard, not your backyard, but a backyard, and they see somebody doing something extremely illegal. Can they use that?
There is actually a precedent.
What's the precedent?
Down in Los Angeles, a helicopter was using an infrared device to look for a suspect. A house that they passed over just lit up the screen, and it turned out that the house was filled with grow lights for marijuana
right.
grow.
Right.
They passed that information on, and the house was raided. The case was thrown out of court because the probable cause was shown to be not legal.
Was not there. See, that's the thing is, and so as long as there's precedents like, okay, by the way, we've already given away the roundup tickets. Well, what are you going to do today? You know, that's for next week. We got Cool April Nights. We have that. But what are you going to do this week? This week, I have 6 tickets to the Riverfront Playhouse, Paradise Lost and Found, for tomorrow night. The people that have them can't use them, so they have donated them to us and or to our community, the people from Tim Riley and Associates. So I've got 6 tickets to the Paradise Lost and Found. Take all of them if you want, or just take as many as you want. We have those. So Paradise Lost and Found, Riverfront Playhouse, good seats, and you can have them all if you like. And we're getting phone calls now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're getting a lot of phones. Give, you know, we've got, find out how many they want and then take the next one.
Okay.
Okay. We've got like a minute left. What a great week this has been. Now, if you stay tuned for Outside the Wire, we are going to have a great, great show with Mr. Schroeder talking about UFOs. He's seen them. And I have people out there that's already been talking about it. They've seen them and they want some explanation. So, all right. What do we got here? Did we give away all of them?
Okay. Yeah. Can you go?
Okay. We just need to know.
Well, I won't.
That's a good way. You know, that's a good way to leave. You know, we've given away tickets. It's been a great week. Next week, another great week. We got everybody coming on. Sheriffs, congressmen, everybody's going to be on. Just remember that after the show is Outside the Wire. Stay tuned for that. And it's the good guys against the bad guys, my friend. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The FDA approved it, then the Obama administration blocked it. Now a federal judge has intervened, ruling that the so-called morning after pill must be made available with no age restriction and no prescription.
Today's court order has swept away all the FDA stalling, all the interference, and all the political gamesmanship.
Nancy Northrup heads the Center for Reproductive Rights. Currently, a girl has to be at least 17 and prove it to get Plan B over the counter. No immediate word of any Justice Department appeal. A second person about to be out of a job at Rutgers University over the treatment of basketball players. An announcement set for next hour. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley with more live.
Athletic Director Tim Pernetti is resigning, this following the firing of Coach Mike Rice earlier this week after a video was broadcast on ESPN showing him shoving and berating his players using gay slurs. This coming 5 months after Pernetti suspended Rice over the video for 3 games, fined him, and ordered